I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 929, Switching the Tags. Don't you get a sense that in our culture today, we have totally mixed up what is supposed to be valuable for what is worthless? You can tell what a person values by how he or she lives his or her life, by what they spend their resources on, by how they use the 24 precious hours of every day that they've been given, by what comes out of their mouth, by where their mind goes, who they hang out with, and so on. Years ago, Keith Green put it in these words: how can they live without Jesus? How can they live without God's love? How can they feel so at home down here when there's so much more up above? Throwing away the things that matter, they hold on to things that don't. The world has gone crazy, but soon maybe a lot more are going to know. He's right. We confuse temporary pleasure with lasting peace. We confuse more stuff with soul satisfaction. We confuse power with value. Oh, we need to be more like the one who rejected power and instead chose to wash feet. The one who chose love over hate and giving over receiving. So maybe today a little story will help. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us the greatest two commandments in all the world are to love others and to love God. You know, when we remember that, then we don't switch the tags. The story is told of some thieves who one day broke into a store, but they didn't steal a thing. Instead, they just exchanged the price tags. They took a $6,000 tag off a diamond ring and put it on an imitation diamond. They took the imitation diamond tag of $99 and put it on the $6,000 ring. They took an imitation print painting and reversed its tag with that of an expensive original. People came in and bought stuff up. They spent a lot of money on the worthless and a little bit of money on the expensive. I think we live in a culture today that has switched the tags. We put a lot of money on flashy, and we put 39 cents on character. We put a lot of money on expensive cars and high positions of career, but we put 10 cents on integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and character. We've switched the tags. Don't let anybody switch your tags. All right, we know that money and fame and health and power are really fleeting. We can't keep them even if we ever had them to begin with. So what should we value? JollyNotes.com posted a blog post that gets us started, so I've simply adapted their overall concept with my spin on it. What does the Bible say we should treasure? Well, first, we should treasure God's kingdom. Jesus said, seek first, not second or 53rd or if you want to, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So that sounds pretty important. Secondly, we should treasure other people. Now that's T2G. So we treasure God and His kingdom, and we treasure other people. Third, we treasure justice. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O human, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love kindly, and to walk humbly with your God. So there you go. Number four, we should treasure our time with God, not just in eternity, but now. From my favorite psalm, Psalm 116:11, you have made known to me the path of life, and in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. He's not just talking about by and by in the sky someday. And finally, we treasure wisdom and understanding. Proverbs 3:13-14. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding. Wisdom is worth more than silver. It brings more profit than gold. And I'm sure you could add to this list. But let me stop there and ask you the great question. As you examine your life, is there any area where you've switched the price tags? Where you're valuing things that really are less worthy and you're ignoring the truly valuable? Let's let the words of these old hymns be our prayer today. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. And turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 930. In the meantime, there's one more treasure to help us along. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word have I treasured in my heart. You know, as we are with Him, we become like Him. But we'll continue to move farther and farther and farther away from Him if we keep switching the tags.